Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
And you can't have Mick Guerin and not have Greg O'Connor. Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. These two guys are everywhere on Entain at the moment, and thank God they're everywhere on SENZ as well. And Greg O'Connor is welcomed in now as we talk about harness racing, and it's a busy sort of a start to the weekend too. Greg, good morning to you. We have Ash Burton. It's in about 5 minutes' time, 10 minutes' time actually, the first from Ash Burton, and then Alexandra Park tonight.
Yeah, morning to you, Smithy. Off the back of a hugely successful last week at Cambridge Raceway for the Night of Champions. Outstanding night it was, enjoyed by plenty of people on track, and it was nice to see an atmosphere not like your normal harness racing meeting. It was more like a football match. You know, there were a whole lot of young people there just enjoying the occasion, and the racing on the track was absolutely superb. The Aussies took away the tab trot, and a brilliant drive on Merlin from Zach Butcher to win the pace. So that all leads into some really good racing coming up at Alexandra Park. You mentioned Ash Burton. They've got an 11-race program. You're right, they get underway shortly. It's a lower key meeting because Addington raced last night, and the big meeting of the weekend in the south is at Invercargill. We'll get to that shortly. I reckon Straight Flush can win the last race at Ash Burton this afternoon, so that might be one to have something on. That's race 11, number 5. But the park is where things start to really pick up, and we've got some smart three-year-olds going around in the IRT size stakes trot. Paramount Kiwi takes on Empire City. Paramount Kiwi's trained and driven by Matt White, who had South Coast Arden in the race by Grins last week. Two-year-old trotter of the year in the boys' side of things. He went close to winning that title. Tyron Eros actually got it, but I thought it was a pretty close battle, and he's had one run back. Empire City had one run back too, and she went round last week and won brilliantly at Addington Raceway and is trained by Phil Williamson. I think Paramount Kiwi might have the advantage this week, Smithy, because Alexandra Park, first time right-handed, that sort of thing for Empire City won't make it easy for her. So she's very good, and we know how good a trainer Phil Williamson is. But I might just plumb for the local, if you like, Paramount Kiwi, just on the sheer fact that he's been to Alexandra Park before.
Okay, as you say, Ash Burton and Alexandra Park, and then you mentioned Invercargill, which is on Sunday, 10 races there as well.
Yeah, and a big day for them. They call it Diamonds Day. They have a huge promotion around the ladies getting a chance to win a diamond ring, and it is one of their best race days of the year. They've got a Group 1 race for the two-year-olds, $110,000 Diamond Creek Farm. A whole lot of Canterbury form here. Smithy, Ukraine, who has had two starts for a win and a second, got the Chocolates, who actually got Robert Dunn, his 2,000th winner at Addington a few weeks ago. Now Ribera, who's unbeaten in two, Blair Orange drives for Mark and Nathan Purden. And Nathan Williamson, who has an enormous day down there, as you would expect. He's a local lad. He's a very good conditioner of a horse. He's the eldest son, of course, of Phil and Bev. And he's got Always Dreaming in it, who I would expect to be pretty hard to beat. He's got two in the Southland Oaks, which is another big race. He's got Flying Alley and Ruby Rowe. I'd plumb for the latter in that regard. And his best chance might come up in race 5, Smithy, called the Southern Supremacy Stakes, where he's got Dreams Are Free, who's Don't Stop Dreaming's full brother, and incidentally, Always Dreaming's full brother as well. So it could be a big day for the progeny of that family. So Dreams Are Free, race 5, number 6. I reckon he'll bounce back from getting beaten last week.
And you'll be able to preview that. I mean, what's your media involvement over the weekend? Where have Entain got you, and will you be available for us for Trots Talk?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, Trots Talk will be on Sunday, 11 till 12. So I'll have all of the big names down there participating at Invercargill for their Diamonds Day. Tomorrow I'll be at Riccarton, so thoroughbred action for me, Smithy. Very big day there. They've got the Coca-Cola Canterbury Gold Cup, which is a $120,000 race. Time's ticking, it'd be hard to beat in that. He won it last year, so expect him to go really close at the War Step Stakes for the three-year-old fillies. There's an $80,000 race, which you mentioned, Michael Guerin. He's got a share in one, and he's coming down to watch it, Smithy. There might be a lead for you. Texas Dolly is her name. She won her first start at Riccarton. She hasn't had a lot of luck since. I don't know if she'll be winning that race, but he'll be on course, so maybe chuck it into your top fours.
Okay, we will. Greg, thank you very much for your input. We look forward to Trots Talk on Sunday as well, and the information that you can provide us with then. Cheers, man. Have a terrific weekend, Greg, and thank you.
Yeah, will do, Smithy. Anytime, mate. No problem.
Cheers.